It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Hey, Army and fellow music fans, I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and we're the hosts of Standing BTS from the Consequence Podcast Network. We're a bi-weekly show that covers the impact and legacy of K-pop group BTS.
We mix the perfect blend of research and fangirl as we take a deep dive into lyrics during album reviews, theorize over music videos, and keep up with their current events.
No BTS topic is off limits. We welcome everyone into the conversation, whether you're a casual fan, committed ARMY, or someone who's just curious about one of the biggest music groups in the world.
Come chat with us every other Thursday with a new episode wherever podcasts are found.
Welcome to the In Defense of Ska podcast.
There's a lot of like, okay, well, you like ska, name three bands that aren't the Boss Tones.
I'm your host, Aaron Carnes, music journalist and author of the book In Defense of Ska.
And I'm your co-host, Adam Davis, veteran ska musician from the bands Omnigon and Link 80.
On our show, we aim to push back on the mainstream's negative perception of ska music.
There are so many great untold stories throughout the history of ska. The show features interviews with everyone from the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones to Fishbone, Fall Out Boy singer Patrick Stump, and the Police drummer Stuart Copeland. Join us on In Defense of Ska from the Consequence Podcast Network.
Hey, and welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith With. It's the interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org, Consequence, and the Consequence Podcast Network. Hey, thanks as always for making your way here and checking out the series. You know how this works, right? Like what you see, what you hear, hit that subscribe button. I put out 3 new interviews every single week, so it's a great way to keep up with your favorite artists. You can do so at iTunes, Apple Podcasts, at Spotify, Podchaser, NPR, WFPK.org, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcasts from. Subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. That's me, Kyle Meredith, today talking with Disturbed frontman David Draiman. The band's new record came out just late last year called Divisive. We're going to get into that one and the upcoming tour. David's going to tell us what keeps the band's drive and momentum for writing new music this far into their career, how their breakthrough hit, Down With The Sickness, continues to speak to these modern times, and how his duet with Ann Wilson of Heart was originally written in the wake of bandmate Dan's divorce, but has come to speak to David's own recent divorce. He'll go on to discuss the group's 25-year-long longevity, wanting more guests on upcoming LPs, and the new ideas they have for that upcoming tour. So let's jump into it. We're talking Divisive. It's Kyle Meredith with David Draiman of Disturbed.
How you doing, Kyle?
First off, excited that you guys are back on tour very, very soon and behind an extremely powerful record with Divisive. I feel like this is the record of the era right now. I mean, I don't know when you went into it, if you meant to paint the picture of, I don't know, the world and society and all that, but how did that part come about for you? I mean, I know there's the songwriting side of thing and the music side, but for what this record comes to represent, was that always on your mind?
It's been on my mind for quite a number of years now, considering the kind of madness we've all been experiencing in this. I don't even know what you want to call it anymore. Are we in the pre-pandemic era? Is it official? I mean, I don't even know.
Well, that's, you know, I was just thinking of that, too. It's like, you know, there's something about having a new Disturbed record come out that makes me think that if there's a Disturbed record in the world, it probably means that things aren't going well.
Either that or things are going too well. It's one of the opposite extremes, so...
I guess the easy question here is then what still pushes you all to create? And I ask that in the sense that, you know, you have been around, you know, a little over 20 years, coming up on 25 years now. You could rest on your laurels like any band, but here you do have something that is speaking to something. Like, what still pushes you all to make this?
Therapy. It's as pure and simple as that, right? Right now, for me, it's the most effective form of therapy. I am very much looking forward to the performance end of things, which is coming up shortly. But the creative end is the perfect way to come to terms with your demons. And I'm definitely stocked up. I need this, you know, and I need the music, creating it, performing it, living it, right now more than I ever have. I mean, I just recently finalized my divorce. I just recently said goodbye to my my Akita, my best friend of 14 years. You know, there's going to be plenty of inspiration for the next body of work. You know, battling depression, battling all the demons that normally come along with it. And I know that music, our music, other music like it, and different types of music in general is just the perfect means of therapy for so many other people. And it really is my saving grace. I don't know what I would do without it.
You write it for yourself, but eventually that message, you know, is heard by fans. And well, let me throw that in a different way, actually, before I get to that part, because as you're using this for therapy, I mean, do you find that it does the purpose that you need it to do?
In a way that nothing else really can, truth be told. I think it'll be definitely more helpful for me once I'm out on the road again. And that, like I said, that's coming up soon. The time in between right now is difficult, right. to say the least.
Yeah.
You know, but you do what you need to do, and you look at the light that is getting closer and closer as you approach it, and that's the way that I'm looking at it right now. I mean, you know, people often make the claim that, you know, success and no longer having to struggle can take the inspiration or the driving force or the fire away from a band at this stage of the game. Struggle is defined in many ways, and it takes many different shapes and forms. And I think almost the entirety of the band at this point has now had to endure our own individual struggles throughout the pandemic, throughout the lives we've had to lead during it. The many sacrifices we've made to do what we love, you know, there's any number of aspects of this that the life experience, whether we like it or not, is keeping fresh inspirational material flowing again and again and again.
Right.
And definitely with this, with the future, I probably need it more than I ever have. So
that really puts some lines into a different spotlight here. Like, I'm looking at, you know, like lead off track, Hey You. The closest mirror reveals the true enemy staring back at you. And that's one of those moments, you know, as a listener, I think, and not that it has to be either or, but like, is he talking to himself or is he talking to us on this one?
I think it's an us and myself. You know, I think that we're all guilty of this. I think that we are all our own worst enemy. We all take the bait. You know, life and social media is a awkward and bizarre reflection of life has been a perfect catalyst for that. You know, the 2 years being removed from everyone and everything drove everyone down their respective rabbit holes. They had this wonderful curse that we use every day of our lives called the internet to go ahead and just throw ourselves into and indulge every potential fantasy and theory and try to come to terms with why everything wrong was happening in our lives or why everything right is. But it definitely, I've never experienced a time where people have been more addicted to instant outrage. I've never experienced a time where people have been more, you know, polarized. I can't remember. And I think that all of these technological tools that we now have at our disposal are fanning the flames. They make hatred and doubt and you know, things of that nature, the darker side of things, so much easier to spread. and whether it's legitimate or not, and so, you know, this record was a reflection and a wake-up call, or meant to be, not just for us as individuals, but for us as a society, that we have been pitted against one another by people who are gaining from that. And we continue to do it. We continue to fall prey to it. And we continue to find reasons to, you know, clench the fist as opposed to outstretch the open hand. And it's dangerous, you know, what's continued to develop over the course of these past number of years. I mean, we're seeing the effects of it in real time in the world around us. It's dark times, man. And this record definitely reflected the way all of us have been feeling about it.
And we'll be right back right after this. Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with David Draiman of Disturbed.
And looking at love to hate seems like a mantra of all of it. And I don't mean mantra, obviously, in the good way. It just seems to define. But like even... and I'm not trying to flip what you said over, but because I completely agree on social media addiction and the outrage addiction and everything. But and what, you know, when I look at yours, especially of lately, you know, you also use that platform to put the spotlight on something, anti-Semitism specifically lately.
Yeah.
Is something I hear a little bit in the news. I'm not Jewish. You know, I'm not faced with that daily. And so seeing something like that, it's like, and you show a lot of links and it really does open up where I go, holy fuck, you know, what have I been missing here? So, you know, I'll only point out that, you know, me getting on social media to see what you're saying has actually done something positive at least.
Well, I'm happy about that. Thank you. It makes me feel a little bit better about it.
That's, you know, and it does bring me also back to the other line in Hey You, you know, where the repeating line at the reprise at the end of it, there's too many of us. There's too many of us. What were you meaning when you were saying that?
There's too many of us who realize the damage that we continue to do to ourselves and our world, yet we keep doing it.
Am I recontextualizing, taken out of context? And excuse me, I'm going to go back to the very first hit with Down With The Sickness, because that it feels like some of the stuff that you were talking about in that song was prophetic in the worst ways.
Yeah. You know, people fear and judge that which is different from them.
Yeah.
You know, people treat the ones who stand apart as outcasts, not embraced. They're not... You know, they're not welcomed into the fold. And boy, did we see that multiplied 100 million-fold over the course of the past number of years. I mean, so it, yeah, I really don't like being prophetic in that way, to be honest.
You know, I worry about some of the things. God, how do you worry about anything? Because you're worried about everything. But like, Take Back Your Life. You've got that track, and I think that's maybe even the name of part of the tour. And I look at that and I think, you know what, here's this something. It's a direct message. And depending on who you are, is going to mean something different. Now, that goes with all the songs, but it feels like there are some lines that are unintentionally armed in ways that we never expected, like that. Do you know what I'm getting at?
Yeah. You know, I don't think that there's a small ulterior motive necessarily, but I would say this entire record is armed in a sense. You know, I think that this is, or at least I was trying to be as much reflective on, you know, things that I myself have been guilty of in certain ways as well as society as a whole. So it's, you know, it's going to hit people differently depending on how they resonate to different parts of it. You know, and I think that that's the beauty of it. I think that it's going to resonate with different people, with their different experiences, with their different life experiences, in a common way.
You know, I was talking to my wife and I said, you know, because we want individual freedom and if I'm speaking on the divisive part of it, you know, the two sides, you know, in that game, both sides say they want individual freedom and we want to make sure everyone is taken care of. And to me, that's where it gets a little murky right there. When I hear when I hear Take Back Your Life, I thought that's what I was thinking about when I was like, oh, depending on how you feel about that second part of that line, and we want to make sure everyone else is taken care of, that's where a line like that starts to change depending on the listener, which is interesting.
You know? I hear you. Yeah. I think everybody's got to just be able to do what they need to do in their own way.
And we'll be right back right after this. Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with David Draiman of Disturbed. I'm still complimenting you with all of that we just said about this songwriting and how it is reflective. And I know it's not all about that. You have a track like Don't Tell Me. By the way, great duet with Ann Wilson.
Thank you.
Yeah. As a songwriter, how helpful is it to have a conversation within a song, a duet in this instance?
You know, it wasn't originally meant to be that way. The song wasn't originally written as a duet. It was just written as one person speaking to begin with. And as we went, and I had originally sang it all the way through. But when we started listening back to it, it started feeling more like a back and forth or a conversation. And Anne and I had... we had spoken online quite a while back about potentially collaborating on something in the future, and listening back to the song, and I just said to my guitar player, I said to Danny, I'm like, I think this is it. Like, we should ask her to sing on this. It seems so appropriate. So, I took a shot in the dark, and she agreed, and here we are. I'm about to shoot the video for the song this upcoming Tuesday, so I'm really looking forward to that.
Now, and I'm not trying to get personal here. I think I read that you were, like, this is from Dan's divorce. Like, it comes here?
Yeah. Mine hadn't been finalized yet. And to be honest, when I wrote the song, I didn't realize how prophetic it was going to be. Like I said, I kind of hate that shit. It ended up becoming, not just about Dan's divorce, unfortunately.
Right.
It wasn't exactly the same situation, but I definitely have added reverence for the song, and it has added meaning and power to me, especially now.
I even thought, obviously happening before that, like, that's got to be real trust between you and Dan, to be able to tell that story in your voice, of his side.
For sure. And I think we trust one another as far as that is concerned, certainly. We're, as far as the bands go, I mean, we've probably known each other longer than, most people have known their, significant others or best friends in their lives. I mean, so we really are still quite close with each other, and it helps in that sense. So I think that when you're going to wear your heart on your sleeve, you got to kind of do it with somebody you trust. I've always tried to be as careful with that as possible, because it's fragile.
Does this, having Ann on there, I know is sort of the first time you guys have had a guest spot like this on your album.
Yes.
Does that open the door a little bit? I mean, could you see, I was thinking, I wonder if, like a full EP, like the guest EP,
I would love to do more guest stuff. I love collaborating. I love bringing other artists into the fold. I know it's not something we traditionally did as Disturbed. There was a long time where we really kind of just viewed things that it should be about the purity of the four members and not really tempered by anything else. But after me doing my little side project I did back in the day, the device thing, and working with so many other people and having the opportunity to work with so many more after that, and still loving to get involved in production and co-writing with other artists. I mean, I look forward to doing more real collaborations where we can meld our artistry with other artists. I think there's a lot to offer in the future.
And as a fan, that's super exciting. Like, I love hearing that. I want to see that come to fruition.
Amen.
Yeah. And so this all, arrives at the doorsteps of this tour. We're finally getting the tour. And I know you guys have had a while to cook up the show. I mean, so we have a heavy message on the album from the entertainment side. I mean, what can we expect this time around?
Well, I just got off the phone with one of our production designers actually yesterday, going over some of the details. And I know we're definitely loving our pyro. I know we're pulling out some tricks that and some new ideas that, to the best of my knowledge, haven't been done before. So we're really trying to think outside the box. We didn't want to make this look like a carbon copy of other tours. We're really being very careful with our staging and how we're assembling everything. And you know, it's fun, you know, at the Frankenstein stage of this thing. You know, you're just kind of putting the monster together, and it's going to be a sight.
Right.
And it's going to be a feast for the senses. That's for damn sure.
Yeah. So I got to ask, I mean, things that haven't been done before, are you able to elaborate on that?
I cannot, okay. Because we have to make sure that legally we're allowed to do all of it.
Oh, wow. Well, that's a hell of a setup.
We're working on it. Yeah.
Not that covers are a huge part of it, but I always love when you throw those in. Obviously, you've got a couple that you're famous for, and you seem to drop those in for the tours. I was, you know, looking at those opportunities from this record, and, you know, even same title, different song type of thing. Won't Back Down, Hey You. Do you take those opportunities, you know? Hey, you could throw it. There's the Pink Floyd. There's the Tom Petty. You know, you put them together. Like, do you think about those moments from a live show's point of view?
I love having, you know, additional improvisational moments, covers we pull out of our pocket. You know, I mean, pulling out guest artists from time to time who we may know in the area to come and perform with us live. I love doing all those things. So, and that can certainly be a part of what's in the cards for the upcoming tour.
All right. Well, like everybody else, I'll be waiting to see what that all means when we're actually in person for this. David, thank you so much
for taking
the time to talk about this. And again, it's great to have you guys back with a brand new record like this.
Appreciate it, brother. Thank you. Looking forward.
And my thanks to David. Disturbed, the new album is called Divisive. Thanks to you for checking out the episode. Again, before you get out of here, please do hit that subscribe button. You get 3 new interviews sent your way every single week, new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, to keep you up to date on your favorite artists and discover the new ones at iTunes and Apple Podcasts, at Spotify, Podchaser, NPR, WFPK.org, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcasts from. Subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. And then after that, head over to WFPK.org. That's where I do a show Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern. It's an hour full of song premieres and music news, anniversary spins, bonus interviews, Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern at WFPK.org. Consequence has your music and film news. You can also find me on the old social media spots. That's Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. All 3 of them, the address is at Kyle Meredith. So do hope you like and follow along. And that does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time.
There are some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a large unexpected inheritance. An always-on-the-verge-of-death phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone, up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard, so you can get a new one. Just trade in any phone from our top brands on any unlimited plan. With new line on my plan, additional terms apply for trade-in and pay off your phone offer. See Verizon.com for details.
Consequence Podcast Network.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.